Please be joined here with the head coach for the Scott City Beaver wrestling team and John Lippelman. Of course, the Scott City Beavers wrapping up their season last Friday and Saturday at the 3-2-1A state wrestling tournament in Hayes, finishing fourth place as a team with four members. And coach, going back to last weekend, you had to be pretty happy about how your four wrestlers came in and they all placed.
Sure. You know, that's the idea of going to the state tournament, is to get something done. It's fun to be a part of it, but to earn something as you wander through, that's always one of the big deals. You know, of course, the number one is to win your weight division, but there's a lot of people trying to do that each time, and it's not as easy as competition grows and the years go by, and Eastern Kansas gets the wrestling academies in each of the larger cities that go through the summer and spring. There's much and much more talent running through there all the time, and so it becomes more difficult, but it's still rewarding to get those fellows. That's why you like to bring more than just four of those, so that you could score points with each one of them. After you get qualified, after you get there, you go through a tough regional, and we like to claim ours is. Well, I guess this is just a little proof. Well, by the time you get out, you're going to have a good shot at placing all the way through.
It definitely was a toughest regional at Norton Regional. I know you were looking forward to maybe to getting a fifth or sixth wrestler in there, and they probably would have had a pretty good shot to place. The four you had, you got in the top four, five out of the top six teams, and the Norton Regional were in that top six. Do you think maybe if you're in another regional, would that maybe have hurt your chances of getting into the top five?
I don't know. Quite a bit of the time, we... I had a guy talk about this a little bit in the years past, and maybe that's the mindset. You know, this is a tough thing at a regional like that. Just set your mind that shows that you believe you belong there, and it sets you up more for that state tournament than, ooh, I just won my regional, and I'm one of the four best there, and then you run into some tough little booger out of a different one in fourth place, and ends up, you know, it's all kind of a mental mind game. It sure helps to go more than once so that you see the action, you know how it kind of works, and just prepare yourself so that you can make her there.
Head coach John Lippelman, Scott City Beaver wrestling team, joining me here. And you had, once again, your four medalists there, starting off with your two seniors, Alex Coe, finishing third at 126 pounds. He probably wrestled his championship match in that semis against the Ball kid from Hoydston and ended up winning the whole thing there in that 2-0 match because Ball went out and dominated that championship match. And then you have your other senior, Michael McEachern, come in and place fourth. He lost his first-round match and then came all the way through the back door and get to that third place match and avenging an early the first round loss there. And then you had in fifth place Warren Kropp at 160 pounds fought his way through the back door as well, and then James Juergens, champion, state champion at 120 pounds, two-time finalist. And talk about each one of those persons' success over the weekend.
My seniors, like you said, Alex, we had a big match. We knew it was going to be a big match. Even as the first day was turning out, we seen that the two semifinalists on the other side were two boys that we beat in the regional. We met before at another time and beat them at the Norton tournament also. We knew that that was probably the easiest side. That's just one of those things. The draw of the tournament, there's no seeding there. They just put one first, one second, one third, one fourth from different regionals in each quarter. And the way things turned out, you know, to be a state champion, you got to win them all. So it doesn't really matter. Of course it does. You know, that extra position would really feel nice and things, but if you give your best and you do your best and you're not injured up, you'd like to have that happen all in at the end. But if it doesn't, you at least got your shot at it, you know. And we got our shot at it. We fell a little short. We didn't get him rode out during our turn, and we couldn't get out from on bottom. But I feel good that we got our shot. I thought he, you know, we mentally didn't break down after the loss. We came on back through the backside, like you said, and finished out third in that weight class and moved himself back up on the podium from the year before. That's a good deal. Our other senior, losing his first round match is not a new situation. We did that last year at the state tournament and fought our way back through and into fifth place. This year we made it into the third and fourth place match, won one farther. We had to beat competition that beat us at regional. It's a state of mind, you know. If you you do the same thing you always do, you're never going to finish any better. If you work harder, try harder, step out of the box and take that chance and throw your offense at them, that's where you're going to score. And that's what Michael was able to do at the heavyweight, and it moved him up into the podium. Warren was injured up last year and didn't get a shot at. Last time he's been to the state tournament was his freshman year, where we went two and out. We knew we belonged there because the people that was left in the weight were some people that we have competed with all year long. We've lost to the eventual champion a couple times, but we have beaten both the second and third place winners somewhere along the way, but that wasn't the one holding us back. Different styles, different wrestler type body builds and things sometimes will give you a little harder go, and we couldn't seem to get by the boy from Effingham. We still battled through our illness a little bit and got a good chance at her and ended up on the podium and got him a medal out of the deal. And like you said, there's the Juergens boy is probably one that's been overlooked for 2 years. I don't know how you could do that with him being a two-time finalist, but still, out of everybody on my team, they rank him early and they slide him during the season, and then at the end he always proves himself and shows them that he truly belongs there. And it's really neat to see him earn his spot way back, and not just by a little bit, by technical falls and pins, worked his way all the way to the final match, and this time he's got her done. It was a great job.
Ended up being a high note for your team there, and getting four wrestlers there and four medalists in the top five, and that's something to be proud of there. It was a great season. How would you sum up this season for Scott City?
Well, we had some good experience and good talent in the room. They proved themselves all the way through. Dual wise, we brought some beginners and new people into the program, and they struggled a little bit. They gave us some laughs and hard goes, but weren't quite able to make it into a lot of finals. They each took a chance and showed bright spots throughout the thing, and glimmers of hope. There's lots of talent coming through this program yet. But it was a pretty fair year. You know, we improved our dual record over last year. We slid a little bit in the placing of the state tournament from first to fourth, but we didn't fall out of the ballpark. And if you got the talent and you got the drive, that's where you like to see your kids finish up. Mentally, we must be doing some things right. We're going to have to keep on striving and looking for the new game, like I said, and make it an offensive, learn how to score. Don't panic in the tight situation as our bodies mature and we push in the weight room and things and get a little stronger in a few of those places and work on some of our tactics on the off season through freestyle and Greco and springtime workouts. They can move their way up, and there's big light at the end. They could all get that done.
Well, it's been fun following your team this year, and like you said, a lot of them have really improved by leaps and bounds this year. And thanks again, Coach, for joining me here, and thanks for everything all year long and coaches shows and whatnot, and I guess we'll see you around.
I'll probably be here.